Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi, episode 10. We're continuing on with that new format, and we've got a cool little one-off episode for you today. We're doing another episode with some short-form improv games. If you yourself are not an improviser, good. I hope most of my listeners are not improvisers. You might not know the difference between short form and long form. So before I introduce my guests, I wanted to break it down a bit for you. Long form improv is what you usually hear on this show. It's where we get a suggestion and we go for like 15 minutes. Short form improv is what you've heard a couple times on this show. It might be what you're mostly used to. It's classic improv games. It's what you've seen on Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's what you've seen from Comedy Sports. It's classic games like New Choice. It's some of your favorites. And that's what we're going to be doing today. But today's guests are a bit different because today's guests are all university students. First up, we got Linda Varea. I think I just pronounced her last name wrong. Linda, how do you pronounce your last name?
Varela.
I should be able to pronounce that. I'm also, why can I only pronounce my Latino last name? That's very sad. Next up, we got another last name I'm probably going to mispronounce. We got Caroline Eimer.
I was right. Good job, Rafi.
I did it. Awesome.
One for
Next
two.
Next up, we got, oh, I forgot to give credits. I'm sorry. You might know Linda from The Laugh Tracks and Clips. You might know Caroline from The Students on Stage. You might know Maddie from Herald Team Alpha and The Laugh Tracks. That's Maddie Beatty. And all the way from Chicago, she studied at the Second City. We got my cousin, Xanthi Brown.
Hello. Yes. Hi. What's going on?
That's right. I don't live in a vacuum. I'm actually related to people. Surprising, you've heard my voice so many times you thought that I didn't actually have any relatives, but I do. We got one on the show today.
I'm the only one, and also his only friend. Yeah.
That's right, and only the two of us exist. The rest of the guests who've ever been on this show are just figments of your imagination. You're just filling them in with sound because your brain needs to fill that dead space in with something.
Yeah. Congrats.
You can choose to believe this if you want. It's your call. Now, I got a question for everybody, because normally I just ask, how are you? But on Monday this week, I realized that that's a really boring question to start a podcast with. So 10 episodes in, I'm figuring this out. So I'm going to ask you guys a special question I have prepared. And it's, what should I title this episode? See, the title I have right now is Improv University. And I don't think that's a very good title. So, if you guys were titling an improv podcast episode with college students, what would you guys go with?
You just got schooled.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's so good.
Improversity.
Ooh. Love in these.
Watch out, student improver.
Wow, I was gonna go in a whole different direction just based on like how I'm feeling right now. Like improv honestly is like a really good laxative. Like I'm struggling right now. Is there anything there, do you think?
Well, Xanthi, I don't think you meant laxative. I think you meant
lax.
I think I don't know what word you meant, but it wasn't laxative.
It makes you need to run to the toilet.
That's the one. That's the meaning.
That's the word.
Maybe this isn't that kind of show, though.
I really hope that my listeners find the Paper Towel Improv podcast to be the best laxative.
Ay, ay, ay.
I can't go any further. On that note, you know, I think, Caroline, you won the title contest. I'm going to go with You Just Got Schooled.
Weird. Actually, I think I got to make a quick bathroom run. No, just kidding.
Well, Caroline, you have time to take that bathroom run because we're going to take a quick ad break.
Oh, good.
So enjoy that. And listeners, we'll be right back with some improv comedy. Hi, everyone. We're back with some improv work. We're going to do some games in the vein of Whose Line Is It Anyway? I already said that, but I felt like reiterating it. Why not? It's my show. When you guys get your own improv show's audience, you can reiterate what you want to reiterate. We're going to start with a game we call Instruction Manual. In the game of Instruction Manual, I'm going to get a suggestion of an object, and my players here are going to tell you how to use that object. They're going to tell you how to use that object in the form of an improvised instruction menu. I'm going to call them out one by one, and they're going to talk until I point to someone else. Now, here's the trick. This is going to be an elimination game. If someone talks too long, if someone talks too fast, I don't know, or says something I plain just don't like, they're going to be out. I've never tried an elimination game on a podcast, so we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be really fun. I'm going to get you guys a suggestion of that object. Oh, that object is quilt. This is going to be an instruction manual for how to use a quilt for people who don't know how to use blankets. Great. This is the quilt, the how to use a quilt, section one. Maddie, what's the title of that section?
The mathematics behind the object.
Okay, we got the mathematics of the quilt, starting with Linda.
So it is very important for you to understand the mathematics behind what your quilt is built of, because if not,
Caroline,
you may be at risk for failing calculus. Yes, your quilt can get you a 5 on the AP Calc exam if you read this instruction manual thoroughly, and Maddie. I mean
very thoroughly, because angles are angels, you know, and it's important that you pay attention to those angles, or else life is going to suck for you and your non-angular ways.
Zanvi.
The most important thing to understand about the angular quilt making is that there are many different numbers that an angle can be. Your angle can range from 1 degree all the way up to 360 degrees. Now, a 360 degree quilt is relatively rare in the quilting world, more expensive and much higher quality of a quilt. So,
Caroline.
Say you got a 75 degree quilt, perfect for your standard like fall weather, but warning, do not use a 75 degree quilt.
Linda.
During the summer, because the severity.
Maddie.
The severity is that you will overheat and you might grow green speckles on the bottom of your feet.
Maddie, I already have green speckles on the bottom of my feet. You're out.
Dang.
As far as you know, that was completely true, and it wasn't just an excuse to get somebody out. As far as you know. Okay, we got the quilt, section two. Hey, Caroline, what's the title of that section?
Quilting for History.
Quilting for History. We got section two, Quilting for History. Xanthi, get us started.
So calculus is not the only subject that your quilt can really help you excel in. Quilts are actually known for their academic abilities. So you can take it into the SAT, the ACT, the PSAT, the PACT, and it will tell you everything you need to know about every section. Importantly,
to integrate the knowledge of your quilt, you need to understand what its history has been and what historical figures this specific quilt has helped make their discoveries. For example, the quilt included in this
Caroline.
Package
includes a little photograph of the tiniest mouse in the world, who was actually the first quilter back in the 1300s. And this mouse is named Little Miss Crystal.
Little Mystery Mouse, because the mystery of calculus was solved by him, not by Isaac Newton, but by this little mouse.
Thank
so
you.
Understanding the history behind the mouse and the quilt and Isaac Newton is very important, because you're going to need to know how to summon the mouse during the PACT. You need to start by cutting up an apple into little slices and laying it out.
Laying it out on the
floor.
I was like, was that my name?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, that was not a word, Raffy, but I'll take it.
Oh, that's true. Ah is not a word, but I felt like saying it. That means we're down to our final two competitors. We got Linda and Xanthi competing for the instruction manual. Let's get a title for section 3. Linda, what's the title of this section?
Fusing your soul with the quilt so that you will be remembered in posterity.
Very important. Xanthi, get us started with fusing your soul with the quilt so that you may be remembered in posterity.
Yes, so the way that the quilt actually holds knowledge is very connected to one's spirit. So as you progress throughout your life, you're going to need to cut off parts of your body and sew them into the quilt.
Because that is what will make sure that your essence is fully in the quilt. You start by parts that don't really have nerves, like your hair, and then you eventually move on
to larger parts of your body, even parts of your body that you really need to survive, like your heart. This will really grow the quilt into almost a pseudo person, which is capable of understanding math, history, science,
and getting you through all of the tests and all of the scientific discoveries that there are to be discovered. This quilt
is an enormously important economic opportunity for applying to colleges, but do not tell them that you're using the quilt. They will not let you.
And because they will know that you possess this knowledge, because colleges profit off of telling you that they can give you this
knowledge. I didn't hear what she said.
Linda's our winner.
Woo.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody, for playing Instruction Manual. We're going to move on to our next game, which is the game of Press Conference. Press Conference is a guessing game, which means Caroline is going to go into... Caroline, I guess I'm going to just send you into a breakout room, or did you want to mute your computer?
I'll mute myself. Here, try and say something. Yeah, I can't hear you, so...
Yeah, I was just talking
to my... I can't hear your lips. Cool. I'll, like, keep an eye, and then just wave when you want me to come back.
You got it. The way this is going to work is Caroline is a celebrity or a fictional character that we're all familiar with and you're all familiar with, and she's announcing something, but she doesn't know who she is and what she's announcing. So we're going to ask her questions to hint at her, so eventually she'll pick up on it. Linda, I believe you were going to give us a suggestion for who Caroline is.
I think she is Paul McCartney.
Caroline is Paul McCartney. Awesome. And does anyone have any ideas for what Paul McCartney is announcing?
Third leg.
He's announcing that he has a third leg?
He's been steadily growing and working out his third leg.
Paul McCartney has grown a third leg. Awesome. Okay, let's wave to Caroline, and if wavering to Caroline takes a while, I'll edit it out.
All right, okay, let me unmute.
Okay, great, she heard it.
I saw it. That was beautiful. Beautiful synchronized waving. All right, so are we getting this press conference started?
Yeah!
Thank you all so much for showing. I'm ready to take the questions. So, Maddie...
Do you agree that the best things come in threes?
Oh, for sure. Two, why have two when you could have three?
Excellent.
That's what I always say.
Can you tell us what it was like meeting the Queen of England?
Meeting the Queen of England was very underwhelming, I had to say. She was much smaller than I had pictured her to be. But you know what? I'm over it. Linda, do you have a question?
Yes. Do you think boy bands these days would do better if they had matching haircuts?
Oh, for sure. No one did it like the Beatles and the Stones back then. Like, they knew what they were talking about. Xanthi?
You ever afraid that you might sound a little conceited in some of your answers?
oh, you know, that's just who I am. Like, I gotta embrace it. Maybe I just had too much stardom go to my head, but we'll see. Maddie?
You usually walk around barefoot.
Oh, you know, ever since Abbey Road, I've just kind of started doing that all the time, you know?
And will you continue to walk around barefoot with your new predicament?
You know, I had to seek some medical advice about that, and they're telling me not to, but I'm still talking to some lawyers about it.
Mm-hmm. So, is it really your personal opinion that we all need one of these extra things? I mean, I enjoy having two myself.
You know, I think that I, as Paul McCartney, could do a lot better if I had three hands. Or, you know, three legs.
Mm. Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow, you got that really quickly. Awesome.
Oh, dang. No, the barefoot, that was really good. That was like, because at first I was like John Lennon with the conceitedness, and then the barefoot, I was like, it's got to be Paul. They were both conceited. I was like, well, it's definitely not George Harrison.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney were both conceited. The Paper Towel Improv Podcast. We're going to move on to our next game, which is the game of infomercial. This game is pretty simple. We're just going to improvise an infomercial on the spot for all of you. It's going to be in the vein of your favorite infomercials, like the George Foreman grill and lose 30 pounds in 2 days. I don't think that second one was real, but it should be. cool. For that infomercial, I'm going to get us a suggestion from Sakio Suggestions. That suggestion is going to be Bewitched Antelope.
Bewitched what?
Antelope. Antelope or cantaloupe?
I said antelope, but you know what? Cantaloupe makes a lot more sense, so let's go with that.
Have you ever wondered why you go into bars and men just turn their heads away from you?
Well, I've struggled with it for years.
I thought it was because of my third leg, but now I'm thinking maybe it's not.
That's right. It's because of your bewitched cantaloupe.
Really? It's so nice to have answers.
Finally, all these years of thinking it was my awkward childhood to only find out that it was the bewitched cantaloupe.
Most people with regular cantaloupes do just fine, but if yours is bewitched, you're going to turn some heads.
A bewitched cantaloupe is not something that everyone can handle, only the most special of people. For three payments of $19.19, the Bewitched Cantaloupe secrets can be yours.
I've been using Bewitched Cantaloupes for a decade, and let me tell you, the one-night stands I've had, magical. When I tried the Bewitched Eggplant and the Bewitched Watermelon, I had some issues. But the Bewitched Cantaloupe, never going back, but I definitely agree, not for everyone.
My bewitched cantaloupe has scared away so many men that I've been able to start my own feminist podcast and only women will listen to it. It's the best thing ever.
I'm David Bowie's son, but not the famous successful one, the lesser one you haven't heard of. And I went into the business with the bewitched cantaloupe because I wanted to scare away everyone who wanted my autograph, the most crazed fans, who coincidentally are only men. And so far, it's worked perfectly. If you buy the Bewitched Cantaloupe today, no one will come within 6 feet of you.
In fact, the Bewitched Cantaloupe secures any kind of failure you can imagine. Let's talk to Beatles star, former star, well, not really a star, Ringo star.
Oh, well, I've been using the Bewitched Cantaloupe, and let me just say, peace and love, I freaking love my bewitched cantaloupe. One more time, peace and love. Thank you.
I don't even care what he is saying. That's how well it works.
Scene.
Yay.
That was infomercial. We've got one last game on the docket for you today, and that is the game of Taxi Cab. In the game of Taxi Cab, we're going to see one person pick up four hitchhikers. Time a person gets, well, you're not going to see it, you're going to hear it, but it's still going to be fun. And every time a person gets in that car, everyone in the car is going to take on their personality traits, no matter what those personality traits may be. If they're playing Bart Simpson, everyone's going to be Bart Simpson. If they come in as a pirate, we're all going to be pirates. If they all come in as college-age podcast hosts with Spider-Man t-shirts recording in their bedrooms, we're all going to be Ravi. It's going to be a fun time. And then after they're all in, they're all going to leave one by one until it's just the taxi cab driver. We're going to get started. I'm going to be our taxi cab driver. And everyone else, feel free to come in. It's lonely out here on the road. Nothing to keep me company but my radio and a six-pack of vitamin water. Oh, a hitchhiker.
Can you please take me to the hospital? My frog is pregnant.
Yes, I can take you to the hospital, fellow frog owner.
Thank you. I'm thinking of twins.
Well, it's not often I find people with this hobby. How'd you get into frog owning?
Well, one time I thought I saw a pregnant frog, and in fact, it just had to poop. But then I thought, wow, what if I actually did breed frogs and it did have babies?
What a coincidence! One time I saw a frog I thought was pooping, and I picked it up, and it turned out it was pregnant.
That is insane! But step on it, boy, this frog's about to give birth to some little poles.
You know, I'm sure the human hospital will be happy to treat your frog, baby.
I agree. I've arranged for the nicest suite with the view of the pond outside.
You know, that is wonderful, wonderful stuff. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. But hold on. I mean, I know this is an emergency and all, but I see someone else who wants to be picked up and, you know, duty calls.
I will comfort the frog while you pick up a person.
Welcome,
How can I help? What's up, dude? Oh my god, dude, the weather's so nice. Dude, does this top come off this thing, bruh?
Bruh, of course the top comes off. It's a taxi cab. What do you think?
Oh, gnarly, dude.
Take off the top, or that's totally not lax.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, is that a pregnant frog?
Maybe. Could just have poop, who knows?
Oh, dang, I almost mistook it for my skateboard. Oh, dude.
Bruh, do you have your skateboard? Because, like, I never drive anywhere without it.
Oh, dude, I got six skateboards right here, dude. This was the one I picked up at a Coachella.
Bruh, I'm sorry, I see someone else, and, you know, it's not usual for a taxi cab driver to pick up three people at once, but, like, sometimes you just kind of tread into the unknown, man.
Let's go, dude. Party, man. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Sorry to be kind of annoying right now, but I really, really got to go to the mall. There's a flash sale happening, and I cannot lose my spot in line. Like, I have to get there. Someone's saving it for me, so just saying.
Girl, like, don't even mention it. Like, this car is your car when you're going to the flash sale. Come on in.
Oh my god, I love you, bitch. That's amazing. Thank you.
I love you too.
See, now friendships and love make me want to cry, you guys. Oh my god.
Oh my god. You know, like, you're totally right. I try and come across kind of hard, like, hard edge, but I totally feel your tears.
Honestly, I almost love you guys as much as I love all my shoes. Not quite as much, but, like, almost.
No, I totally understand that. I would totally pick a shoe over my best friend if they were both in the road, like,
absolutely.
Oh, there's someone else in the road. I'd rather pick up the shoes.
Oh my god, I love picking up cab passengers more than, like, anything else. I love you guys. I love them too. Let me pick them up.
Hey, I love you, girl.
Wow.
Love Hi.
Hey.
What up, bro?
Oh, so
dude.
What up?
How you been? Long time no see.
Man, last Friday was freaking awesome. I can't believe we found ourselves in a cab like this again. I thought that'd never happen again.
I know. What's your name again, dude?
Dude, we got to stop meeting like this. I'm Frank.
Hi, Frank. Hey,
you bros know each other?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. You know, we're cab buddies.
Oh, my. Wait, I think I know you, too.
Yeah, wait, I recognize you from that mixer thing that was at the frat with the girls and stuff.
Yeah!
Ah, dude, that was...
We did acid together, too. Yeah!
Ah, dude. Oh,
dude. I remember that, because, like, I took a tab and then got right back in my cab and then picked up a million passengers.
Yes, you were the...
All right, I was sniffing this Expo marker. Can you guys say your names one more time?
I'm Frank.
I'm Frankie.
I'm Brody.
Nice.
I'm Mike.
Hey, dude, here's my stop.
This tree with, like, nothing around it?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, oh my later, God, dude.
That's so intense.
Later, dude. Forgot your name already. Okay, oh, my God. So... Seriously, I love you guys, but we have to get to the mall, like, fucking freaking now, dude.
We have to get out of the suite. My curls are going crazy.
Well, yeah, they are. Like, I love you, but you need to get this under control.
Oh my God, is it really that bad?
It's really that bad.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry again.
It's so bad, I can't even look at you anymore. I'm going to get out of this moving vehicle. All right.
Bye. Dude,
those guys were crazy, dude.
Bro, I just heard they closed the skate park because some homeless man keeps sleeping there and he refuses to leave.
Oh, dude, you're talking about Charlie. Yeah, dude, that guy's cool, man. I get all this my weed from that guy.
Wow, you mentioned your name, Charlie?
Yeah, dude. Dina, Charlie.
Well, you want me to drop you off at the skate park?
Nah, dude, it's okay. I think I see like a little downwards parking garage ramp thing. That'll work just fine. I'll see you guys later.
Shaw.
Well, my frog gave birth in my hand.
Well, I'm going to have fun cleaning that up tonight.
Yeah, well, you can just honestly stop me wherever because we're going to have a nice little ceremony.
That sounds wonderful, and I'm going to drop you right here in front of the veterinary clinic.
Perfect.
For no particular reason other than that it's convenient.
Yes, yes, that will be great. I'm sorry for the mess. I forgot the convenient miniature frog-sized towels when I was running out the door.
Okay, well, have a great night, you hear?
Thank you, you too. Thank you for helping us out. I'm a grandmother.
And they never once suspected that I'm a spy. Now to report all of them to the IRS.
Nice.
That was the game of taxi cab. That's all the improv we had planned for you today. We're going to take a quick break and come back for some goodbyes.
Do you want your product or idea to be heard by comedy fans in Tucson and around the globe? You might just want to advertise with the Paper Towel Improv Podcast Quick Bites with Rothy. I'll play your ad on the show, and if you're a podcaster and you do an ad for me, I'll do one for you for free. If you have a product or something else, just DM me on Instagram at paper_towel_podcast and we will work something out. Keep checking out the show. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Hi, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in. We're going to check in with everybody so you can see how to keep in touch with them. Maddie, you got anything coming up you want to tell us about?
You know, I am... Unfortunately, a lot of my plans for the summer were canceled, but I do plan to return to school and potentially do some more improv things. So if you follow Rafi, you may or may not have heard of Tim. And you can catch me there as well.
So if you want to see Maddie's shows, go follow me on social media. Caroline, you got anything you want to tell us about?
Not much. I'm just kind of retiring right now a little bit. Passing the torch on to some guy named Rafi I met on the street. And he's going to handle things. He's going to handle my credentials from now on. He's going to do my taxes. I think he's going to buy me a boat at some point, you know, once his stocks go up. So I'm just looking forward to that because I really want to go sailing.
For tax purposes, boat includes kiddie pool or like one of those toy cars that kids can get in and like drive around the park.
That'll work.
Awesome. Linda, you got anything you want to tell us about?
Sure. So as you guys know, I'm a student filmmaker, which means that I'm this like very deep artist and I make a lot of like deep reflexive experimental work. So if you want something to make fun of, check out my Vimeo. It's Linda Paola Varela, LindaPaolaVarela. There's a lot of L's and A's in my name, but check that out.
Awesome. Xanthi, you got anything you want to tell us about?
You know, not really. Just doing my thing, but I do have like a burner YouTube account. Two words, Panna, P-A-N-A, Brown. There's a lot of bullshit on there if you just feel like wasting a couple hours. But maybe I'll start another YouTube channel. You know, I'm inspired by all this paper towel stuff. And maybe I'll I don't know, look me up. Google me, Xanthi Brown, XANTHEBROWN. Thank you.
One thing I like is this was an episode entirely of Caroline. You're a theater major, right?
No, but I'm an art major.
I knew it. Okay, so this was an episode entirely composed of fine arts majors. It was also our second episode in 3 weeks with film majors on it. We need that kind of stuff here on the Paper Towel Improv podcast. I'm not including myself when I say that because by that logic, every episode has film majors on it. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at rockin_Rafi. This Friday night at 7, you can tune in to the Tucson Improv Movement's Facebook page for Improv Throwdown. I'm going to be in that show this Friday, so you can see me play some improv games like I did today, but on Zoom. So if you like hearing my voice, but you're like, hey, what does he look like? Well, you can find out there. our logo is... What?
So I was just going to say kind of like a calf being birthed, sort of.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You can follow our logo designer, Lee Cameron, on Instagram at Lee with 8 E's Cameron. Our theme song is by Ramzi Atia. You can follow him on Instagram at Ramzi Music. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next week, we have I Was Promised Magic, and they're going to do an improvised mono scene. One scene, who knows how long it'll be. You can tune in on your favorite podcast app every Thursday, and you can follow on Instagram at paper_towel_podcast. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We sing the theme song?
Yes.
Aww. I'm leaving.
Yay!